My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of.
Know why you're doing what you're doing, and if you aren't getting the results that you want, stop doing it.
Well, I think number one is to persevere, 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 because there's a lot of people that are going to tell you no and that it won't work, but you need to trust your gut and just go for it.
Well, I always tell everybody do opposite of what I've done, but the big thing is, of course, never give up and don't listen to all the negative people. Just do what you want to do and continue to try day in and day out a little bit towards your goal, and you'll get there.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN. You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Sita Maloon Gibson, professional speaker, executive career strategist, philanthropist, and author, co-author of the best-selling book Stepping Stones to Success and 9 other books. She is president and CEO of MG Professional Development Institute and ATIC and MG Center for Excellence, a nonprofit organization that both focuses on growing and empowering future leaders now. Sita, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric, for giving me this opportunity to share. And I just thank you for what you are doing. I think it's such a wonderful thing to have Enterprise Radio to help small business owners.
Well, you are very welcome, and I appreciate the accolades this morning. So, Sita, how do you, or even I know, you know, you've heard so many, many definitions of success. How do you personally define success?
Well, I came up with my own definition based on my experience, and I say success is actually a direct result of failure. That's the way I look at it. On our journey in life, it teaches us this, because success is a result of getting back up. It's sort of like that bounce ability, bounce back opportunity. When I was growing up, we had a little clown that you would hit him and he would bounce back up. I feel that that's what success, how success is evolved. In using this philosophy, you can condition your mind to be successful. Success really is overcoming barriers to reaching your goal from where you are to where you want to become, whether it's in business or if it's in academia or in your career.
What would you say would be the biggest contribution to your professional success so far?
I have to always give my parents, my extended family. I would say that my upbringing and my socialization process during my early childhood years contribute significantly to my success. I believe in having a sound, loving, extended family member contributed to who I am. And what I say extended family member, that means your church also. It means community leaders, you know, Girl Scouts. I was in the Girl Scouts. It may mean your school counselors, or it may also mean your aunts and uncles that are not biologically your aunts and uncles, those neighborhood friends. I believe that having great mentors and great role models and executive coaches like myself are equally important to professional success. Your education, which is my education, my values, and my beliefs, formulated a foundational base for the person I have and have become today. And those that have worked with me and served with me are all part of that fabric that made me who I am today.
What do you think are the biggest obstacles people face in trying to become successful?
Oh, I saw that in my early career. I would have to echo Shakespeare and say, to thine own self be true. You must take yourself out of the way. We are the biggest hindrance in our success. especially if you have low self-esteem and low self-worth. As a man think it or a woman think it, so is she. Napoleon Hill once said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, you can achieve. I'll give you a quick example. If you keep saying, I'm not putting in for that job, or I'm not going to start that business because they're not going to give me the money, or they're not going to give me the job because they have someone that in mind that they have already selected, you already talked yourself out of even trying. You failed before you even tried. So get yourself out of the way, then move yourself out of the way. Get your shift out of the way.
I like it. Today we are joined by Sita Maloon Gibson, professional speaker, executive career strategist, philanthropist, and author, co-author of the best-selling book, Stepping Stones to Success, along with 9 other books. She's also president CEO of MG Professional Development Institute and ATIC and MG Center for Excellence, a nonprofit organization that both focuses on growing and empowering future leaders now. She's joined us here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, it is important to balance your success in your life. If so, how do you balance your success with your personal life?
You know, in the beginning of my career, and, you know, when you're younger, you're saying, oh, we don't need to have balance. But it is extremely important to balance life and success, especially if you have a family. The way I do this is I use a holistic approach to balancing life and success. My foundational basis is the nucleus of my life is my spiritual belief, and I say love, I say love because, you know, those are the two of my value beliefs that I hone on, you know. God is love, and love your neighbors as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't be balanced at all. Loving and giving unconditionally and knowing when to say no. Knowing when to say no. No is what keeps a lot of us off balance in our life because we put a lot of tasks, projects, commitments on our plate, which become stressors in our life, which when we are stressed out, we can stress the rest of the individuals around us out. My faith, my family, and friends, in that order, is how I balance my life. I like to balance my life also in what I call my playground, which is travel. I love traveling, and I love traveling to different countries and different places and learning about different cultures and meeting different people. I know some people are saying, what's that accent? Where is she from? I'm from the Virgin Islands, St. Thomas, U.S. Virgin Islands originally.
Beautiful country. Now, what is the message that you want people to hear so that they can learn from your success?
I want to tell people basically to stay focused. Focus on one course of action until they become successful. I want people to hear that success doesn't drop into your life. You must position yourself for success. Try to live life without limitations. If you live life in a box, you're not going to be able to grow. You know, get off of the shore and go into deep waters at times. You have to take risks. But this requires preparation, education, networking, and building good, sound relationships. Life is about living, and it's also about giving back. I volunteer, and I tell the kids and the adults that I mentor that volunteering and giving back is the big part of the success equation. In volunteerism, you get experience, and in giving back, it not only makes you feel good, but you're making a difference in someone else's life. You cannot do it alone. Get mentors, get a life coach, or get an executive career strategist like myself. In choosing a coach, I always caution folks to look at their coach or the career strategist, their success, and the territories that they have covered, and see what they are giving back in their communities and ours. You will know that there is a true passion, that they have a true passion, and it's just not about making money, and it's not just about a job. Ask them, what legacy are they leaving behind? So, to sum it all up, I say focus, F-O-C-U-S, focus on one course of action until you become successful. That's what I do in growing and empowering future leaders now. And that's what I talk about in our bestseller, that I co-authored, which is Stepping Stones to Success, where we share strategies for mastering business and life relationships.
Good advice. Really been good to talk to you today. Now, tell our listeners where they can be in contact with you and also to get more information about your materials, your books, etc.
Well, to get more information about me, they can go to our website at www.citagibson.com or the Maloon Gibson Institute.com. I am the Empowerment Doc, so you can also go to www.empowermentdoc.com.
In conclusion and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in that's desiring to start their own business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you, Sita Maloon Gibson, tell the listener?
I would say get on out there. Take that first step. You may not can have all the finances you need. You may not can have everything. Take that first step. Just start it. Get started. Take baby steps. You can't bite the whole elephant one time, but if you don't get started, you will never know if you will become successful. Get started today. Step out. Write those goals down, the objectives, and get ready to step into your success. I am Sita Gibson. I'm the Empowerment Doc, growing and empowering future leaders now.
It has been really good to connect with you. She is Sita Maloon Gibson, professional speaker, executive career strategist, philanthropist, and author, co-author of the best-selling book, Stepping Stones to Success. She is president CEO of MG Professional Development Institute and ATIC and MG Center for Excellence, a nonprofit organization that both focuses on growing and empowering future leaders now. And the website of reference to connect with Sita, it's SitaGibson.com. Sita, thanks so much for joining us today and empowering us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure. And thank you for what you're doing, Entrepreneur Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you are certain you do not want to miss. And once again, we thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.